Imagine waking up every day with a mind that feels clear, focused, and ready to take on whatever challenges come your way. Picture yourself effortlessly navigating the demands of work, relationships, and personal goals, all while staying calm, positive, and energized. What if I told you that achieving this mental clarity and emotional resilience is not some distant dream, but something you can unlock in just minutes a day? Welcome to a journey where the power to optimize your brain, sharpen your focus, and boost your productivity is entirely within your control. No magic pills, no complex rituals, just simple science-backed brain hacks that can radically transform how you think, feel, and perform every day. In this audiobook, we'll explore proven strategies and practical techniques to rewire your brain for success. From harnessing the power of small habits to learning how to focus better, think clearer, and manage your emotions, this book is your personal guide to mastering the art of mental fitness. Are you ready to tap into the untapped potential of your brain? Let's dive in. Chapter 1. Understanding Executive Function. The Brain's Command Center. Executive functioning refers to the set of mental processes that enable us to manage time, attention, memory, and problem solving. Think of it as the CEO of the brain, coordinating decisions, planning tasks, managing emotions, and adapting to new situations. When this mental command center operates smoothly, productivity flourishes, focus sharpens, and stress diminishes. Dr. Lara Honos Webb introduces executive function as the foundation for achieving goals. It's not simply about intelligence or willpower, it's about how effectively you organize thoughts, regulate impulses, and follow through on commitments. These mental operations determine whether someone thrives or struggles in daily life, relationships, work, and learning. At the heart of executive function lies the prefrontal cortex, a region responsible for organizing actions in real time. When functioning optimally, this part of the brain helps us prioritize, delay gratification, stay on track, and resist distractions. But when it underperforms, common challenges like procrastination, forgetfulness, emotional outbursts, and disorganization arise. Dr. Honos Webb emphasizes that executive function can be strengthened. Just like muscles respond to training, the brain's wiring can improve through consistent mental exercises and lifestyle changes. This idea brings hope. Even if you've faced chronic disorganization or scattered attention, growth is always possible. To begin, it's vital to recognize the six core executive skills: working, memory, holding and manipulating information temporarily, such as remembering a phone number long enough to dial it. Inhibitory control, the ability to resist temptations or impulsive reactions. Cognitive flexibility, shifting perspectives or strategies when encountering changes. Task initiation, starting projects or responsibilities without delay. Planning and organization, structuring tasks efficiently and logically. Self-monitoring, evaluating actions, behaviors, and their impact on others or goals. These six functions operate like gears in a machine. If one is jammed, the whole system slows down. For example, someone might have a strong ability to plan but struggle to start tasks. That single gap can hinder progress. This is why understanding your unique executive profile is critical before applying brain hacks. Many people mistake executive challenges for laziness or lack of motivation. Dr. Honos Webb cautions against this mindset. Instead of judgment, she encourages compassionate curiosity. Ask yourself, what skill am I struggling with right now, rather than labeling yourself negatively. This shift creates space for solutions rather than shame. In this chapter, she shares a powerful story of a college student named Rachel, who was intelligent and hardworking, but always submitted assignments late. Her instructors viewed her as careless, but when she worked with Dr. Honos Webb, they discovered her difficulty wasn't motivation, it was task initiation. She simply couldn't start. Once she learned specific brain hacks to break that initial resistance, everything changed. Her grades improved, her stress reduced, and her self-confidence soared. Rachel's story illustrates the life-changing potential of executive function improvement. It's not about fixing what's broken, it's about activating strengths and developing systems that work for the brain you have. To make lasting progress, Dr. Honos Webb introduces a central principle. Brain hacks must align with your values. Without purpose, strategies fade. When you connect improved focus with something meaningful like being present for your children, excelling at your job, or writing a book, you tap into internal motivation. That's the real fuel for transformation. This isn't about quick fixes. Brain hacks aren't shortcuts to success. They are personalized strategies grounded in neuroscience, meant to support your brain's natural potential. You're not forcing change, you're unlocking it. Before diving into specific techniques, Dr. Honos Webb invites readers to complete a brief self-assessment. This inventory helps you identify which executive functions need the most attention. For instance, do you often interrupt others mid-conversation? That points to issues with inhibitory control. Do you struggle with shifting plans when circumstances change? That suggests cognitive inflexibility. Are you constantly overwhelmed by to-do lists? That reveals difficulty with planning and organization. By naming these areas, you create a roadmap for growth. You no longer fight against invisible barriers. You start working with clarity and purpose. In closing this chapter, Dr. Honos Webb reassures us, executive function is not fixed. It evolves with awareness, practice, and the right tools. Whether you're a parent juggling responsibilities, a student trying to stay on top of studies, or a professional aiming to lead more effectively, you have the power to rewire your brain and reshape your life. In the next chapter, we'll explore how to boost working memory using targeted, practical strategies that blend neuroscience with real-world application. Chapter 2: Strengthening Working Memory Building Mental Muscle. Working memory is like a mental notepad. It temporarily stores and processes information we need to use in the moment, whether you're solving a math problem, following directions, or trying to remember someone's name seconds after being introduced. Working memory is at play. Dr. Lara Honos Webb compares it to a stage. When it's clear and organized, the spotlight shines on the actors, your thoughts and ideas, helping them perform without confusion. But when the stage is cluttered, the performance breaks down. People forget instructions, lose track of thoughts, or can't retain key details long enough to use them effectively. Working memory limitations show up in everyday life. Imagine reading a recipe, but by the time you walk to the kitchen, you've forgotten the next step, or starting a sentence, only to forget halfway through what you were saying. These moments aren't about intelligence. They're signs the mental notepad is full or fading too fast. The good news? You can train your brain to hold more and process better. Dr. Honos Webb offers a set of simple, science-backed hacks to strengthen this mental capacity. These aren't abstract concepts. They are practical exercises you can start using today. Hack 1. The Repeat and Rehearse Method. Repetition anchors information. When you hear a name, say it out loud immediately. Repeat it silently 2 more times. Use it in a sentence. This layering effect builds stronger neural pathways, helping the brain retain names, facts, or instructions. Act 2. Visual Association. Turn words into images. If you need to remember a grocery list, milk, eggs, apples, imagine a giant apple floating in a pool of milk with eggs stacked on top. It's silly, but the brain loves novelty and visuals. You'll remember it far better than a plain list. Hack 3. Chunking. Break large pieces of information into smaller, meaningful groups. A 10-digit phone number is easier to remember as 1234567890 than 1234567890. Apply this to passwords, addresses, or any complex instructions. Your brain processes smaller chunks more efficiently. Hack 4. Use rhythms and rhymes. Working memory responds well to patterns. That's why we remember song lyrics or jingles. When studying or memorizing, add rhythm. Even tapping your fingers in a steady beat while reading can improve recall. Hack 5. The 30-second rule. Within 30 seconds of receiving new information, act on it. Write it down, say it out loud, or mentally connect it to something you already know. This brief window is crucial. Without reinforcement, new data fades quickly. Beyond techniques, Dr. Honos Webb emphasizes lifestyle habits that support memory retention. 1. Get enough sleep. Sleep isn't rest, it's restoration. During deep sleep, the brain consolidates memories and clears mental clutter. A tired brain is a forgetful brain. Protect your sleep like a sacred ritual. So 2. Eat brain-friendly foods. Omega-3s found in salmon, walnuts, and flax seeds are vital for brain health. Leafy greens, berries, and turmeric reduce inflammation and protect neurons. What you eat fuels your memory. 3. Limit digital overload. Constant screen switching shrinks attention span and overloads working memory. Set boundaries. Practice focusing on one task at a time. Even 15 minutes of deep focus daily strengthens your attention muscle. Dr. Honos Webb also explores the emotional side of working memory. Stress, anxiety, or shame can shrink mental capacity. When the mind is consumed with worry, there's little room left for recall. That's why self-compassion is essential. Be kind to your mind. Instead of saying, "I'm so forgetful," say, "I'm learning to hold information better every day." She shares a story about Jordan, a high school teacher who felt overwhelmed during staff meetings. He constantly forgot what was said minutes earlier. At first, he thought he was losing his sharpness, but when he practiced chunking notes, visualizing key points, and rehearsing them after the meeting, his recall improved drastically. With a few daily habits, he transformed from scattered to confident. The deeper message: you're not broken. Your working memory simply needs support. The brain is designed to change. When you apply the right strategy consistently, your capacity grows. It's not magic. It's neuroscience in action. In closing, Dr. Honos Webb encourages you to choose 2 memory hacks from this chapter and use them for the next 7 days. Track your results. Notice when you remember faster, focus longer, or feel less mental strain. Small shifts add up to massive changes. Next, in Chapter 3, we'll explore inhibitory control, the key to resisting distractions, managing impulses, and staying grounded in your decisions. Chapter 3, Mastering Inhibitory Control, The Power of Pause. Inhibitory control is the mental brake system. It allows you to stop impulsive actions, hold back inappropriate words, and resist distractions. It's not about denying pleasure or silencing emotion. It's about making intentional choices instead of automatic reactions. Dr. Lara Honos Webb defines inhibitory control as the foundation of emotional intelligence and thoughtful behavior. Without it, people blurt out things they regret, interrupt conversations, lash out under stress, or jump from task to task without completing anything. This executive skill gives you space between stimulus and response. That pause is where growth happens. Let's look at a simple example. You receive an angry email. Your first instinct: fire back. But with strong inhibitory control, you pause, take a breath, and choose a calm reply, or no reply at all. That shift can change your career, relationships, and peace of mind. Strengthening this ability isn't about willpower. It's about rewiring your habits. Dr. Honos Webb offers brain hacks that work with your natural psychology to build self-restraint without force. Hack 1. Create micro pauses. Before acting, insert a 3-second delay. This brief pause helps your brain shift from impulse to intention. Whether you're about to eat something unhealthy, scroll social media, or interrupt someone, mentally count 1, 2, 3 before moving. This simple habit trains your brain to evaluate before acting. Hack 2. Use if-then plans. Pre-plan your responses to tempting situations. For example, if I feel the urge to check my phone while working, then I'll stand up and stretch instead. These plans create mental shortcuts that reduce decision fatigue and increase consistency. Hack 3. Label the emotion. When strong feelings arise, name them. I'm feeling frustrated. This reduces their power. Research shows that labeling emotions activates the thinking brain and quiets the reactive one. It moves you from chaos to clarity in seconds. Hack 4. Body-based grounding. Shift your focus to the physical world. Wiggle your toes. Feel the texture of your desk. Take a deep breath. These sensory anchors pull you out of mental loops and back into control. Hack 5. Visualize the consequence. Before acting impulsively, imagine the result. If you skip your workout, how will you feel tonight? If you snap at your partner, what will that do to your evening? Visualizing outcomes strengthens long-term thinking and reduces short-term urges. Dr. Honos Webb introduces a powerful metaphor, the emotional rider and the wild elephant. The elephant represents your instincts, fast, emotional, powerful. The rider is your logic, slow, thoughtful, deliberate. Inhibitory control is the rider learning to gently guide the elephant without trying to overpower it. Suppressing impulses through brute force rarely works. Instead, train the elephant through routine, compassion, and patience. She shares the story of Camila, a mother who struggled with yelling during stressful mornings. Every day ended in guilt. With coaching, she learned to insert a micro pause, label her tension, and ground herself physically before speaking. Within weeks, her mornings were calmer, and her connection with her kids deepened. Camila didn't become emotionless. She became intentional. That's the essence of inhibitory control, not suppression, but conscious choice. Dr. Honos Webb also highlights how inhibitory control relates to digital habits. The constant pull of notifications chips away at attention and willpower, setting up friction, like disabling alerts or moving apps off the home screen, removes temptation and strengthens your control environment. She recommends building control rituals, short routines that train the brain to pause. Examples include a 1-minute meditation before work, a breath check before answering calls, a 5-second silence before responding to difficult conversations. These rituals aren't time-consuming. They're powerful reminders that you are in charge of your reactions. In the workplace, inhibitory control determines leadership. Great leaders don't react, they respond. They listen deeply, manage frustration, and think strategically under pressure. These traits are built, not born. Every pause is a rep at the mental gym. As the chapter concludes, Dr. Honos Webb encourages you to view every impulse as a chance to train your brain. Each time you pause, instead of reacting, you rewire neural pathways that lead to emotional mastery and long-term success. In the next chapter, we'll explore cognitive flexibility, how to adapt, pivot, and shift your mindset when life throws curveballs. Chapter 4, Cognitive Flexibility. The Art of Mental Shifting. Cognitive flexibility is the ability to shift your thinking when circumstances change. It's what allows you to pivot when a plan fails, see a problem from another perspective, and adjust your behavior based on new information. Dr. Lara Honos Webb describes this mental flexibility as one of the most important skills for navigating modern life. In a world full of uncertainty, change, and complexity, rigid thinking causes unnecessary stress. Flexible minds, on the other hand, adapt with ease, find creative solutions, and bounce back faster from setbacks. Imagine driving and suddenly facing a roadblock. A rigid mind gets frustrated, stuck in anger, and delays. A flexible mind calmly reroutes and keeps moving forward. This same concept applies to your thoughts, emotions, and daily choices. People with strong cognitive flexibility show greater resilience. They don't get trapped in black and white thinking. Instead of saying, "This always goes wrong," they say, "This didn't work. What else can I try?" That shift opens doors to progress. Dr. Honos Webb outlines several brain hacks to improve this vital skill. Mental reframing. This involves consciously choosing to see a situation differently. If you miss a deadline, instead of thinking, "I'm a failure," reframe it as, "I underestimated the time needed. Now I know how to plan better." Changing the narrative changes your emotional response and fuels growth. Opposite action. When stuck in a negative thought loop, Do the opposite of what the emotion demands. If fear tells you to avoid speaking up, raise your hand anyway. If anger urges you to argue, choose silence. These small acts rewire the brain to see that new outcomes are possible. Curiosity over judgment. Replace self-criticism with questions. Instead of judging yourself for being distracted, ask, "What pulled my attention away?" This shift opens the door to learning rather than shame. Flexible routines. Build daily structures but remain open to change. If your morning walk gets rained out, dance in the living room. If your work schedule shifts, rearrange calmly. Flexibility in your routine reinforces flexibility in your mindset. Mindset rotation. Consciously adopt different thinking roles. Try viewing a challenge as a scientist would, curious and detached, or as a coach would, motivational and solution-focused. Rotating mindsets helps escape mental ruts and increases problem-solving abilities. Dr. Honos Webb shares the story of Malik, a graphic designer who thrived on control and structure. When his company shifted to remote work, he felt lost and unmotivated. After learning to reframe the situation as a chance to explore new work rhythms, he began experimenting with different schedules, lighting setups, and focus techniques. The result? He became even more productive and creative than before. The lesson is clear. When life changes, you don't have to break. You can bend. Cognitive flexibility also strengthens relationships. In conversations, it helps you see from the other person's point of view. Instead of reacting with defensiveness, you learn to ask, "What might they be feeling?" This softens conflict and deepens connection. In parenting, flexibility allows you to shift strategies when one approach fails. In leadership, it allows you to innovate under pressure. In personal growth, it allows you to learn instead of resist. One powerful exercise suggested is the 1-minute shift. Set a timer. In 60 seconds, challenge yourself to find 3 new perspectives on a current frustration. For example, if a friend canceled plans, you might say, "They could be overwhelmed. This gives me time to rest. I can reschedule something better." Doing this daily trains your mind to pivot with speed and ease. Dr. Honos Webb concludes the chapter by reminding us that flexibility is not weakness. It's a strength of the highest order. A rigid tree breaks in the storm, but a bending one survives and grows. In the upcoming chapter, we'll explore the final pillar of executive functioning, goal-directed persistence. This is the mindset that keeps you moving, even when progress feels slow or motivation fades. Chapter 5, Goal-Directed Persistence, Finishing What You Start. Goal-directed persistence is the ability to stay focused on a long-term objective despite distractions, setbacks, or shifting emotions. It's the quiet force that keeps you moving forward, even when motivation runs low. While excitement can start the journey, persistence ensures you reach the destination. Dr. Lara Honos Webb emphasizes that persistence is not about willpower or gritting your teeth through pain. It's about aligning your actions with your values, building habits that support your goals, and developing systems that make consistency easier than inconsistency. This ability is especially crucial in a world filled with short-term temptations and digital distractions. Without persistence, ideas remain unfinished, habits fall apart, and dreams remain distant. But with it, you build momentum, sharpen your focus, and create results that last. Dr. Honos Webb introduces several practical strategies to strengthen this mental muscle. Emotional anchoring. Tie your goal to a deep emotional reason. If you're writing a book, don't just say, "I want to be an author." Say, "I want to share a message that changes someone's life." The stronger the emotional connection, the more fuel you have when discipline gets tested. Micro wins. Break big goals into daily victories. Completing one page, making one call, or learning one new concept each day builds a streak of success. These small wins feed your brain with progress signals, reinforcing the behavior. Visual progress maps. Track your actions visibly. Use a journal, a wall chart, or a habit tracking app. Seeing your efforts stack up activates your brain's reward system, increasing motivation and making you less likely to quit. The 20-minute rule. On days when motivation is low, commit to working on your goal for just 20 minutes. Often, getting started is the hardest part. This rule lowers the barrier to entry and builds momentum once you begin. Define your finish line. Be specific. Instead of vague goals like get fit or be successful, define what success looks like. Is it running a 5K, launching a project, saving a set amount? Clarity fuels persistence by giving the brain a concrete target to aim for. Dr. Honos Webb shares the story of Marcus, a teacher who wanted to finish his master's thesis. For years, he procrastinated. After working with her, he discovered that his goal lacked emotional depth. When he reframed it as setting an example for his daughter, his energy returned. By breaking his writing into 30-minute chunks and tracking them daily, he finished in 3 months, something he hadn't done in 3 years. Persistence also means learning to manage frustration and delay gratification. Your brain often seeks quick rewards, but long-term goals pay off slowly. That's where mindset becomes your ally. One effective mindset is to view setbacks as feedback, not failure. If a day goes off track, don't declare the goal lost. Ask, "What can I adjust tomorrow?" This resilience mindset keeps the journey going. Another powerful technique is future self visualization. Spend 2 minutes daily imagining the version of you who has already achieved your goal. How do they think? How do they act? This creates an identity pull. Your brain starts aligning your actions with that future version. Environment also plays a role. Build surroundings that support focus and momentum. Remove distractions. Surround yourself with reminders of your goal. Celebrate progress publicly. Every cue in your environment either pulls you toward or away from your objective. In relationships, goal-directed persistence leads to deeper trust and commitment. In health, it supports habits like exercise and nutrition. In business, it separates those who dabble from those who deliver. Dr. Honos Webb concludes by reinforcing that persistence isn't about being perfect. It's about returning to the path every time you drift. It's not a trait you're born with, but a mindset you build, one choice at a time. In the next chapter, the focus shifts to emotional regulation, the final key to unlocking executive function and mastering your inner world. Chapter 6, Emotional Regulation, Mastering Your Inner Reactions. Emotional regulation is the cornerstone of mental strength. It's the skill that allows you stay calm under pressure, respond instead of react, and choose your behavior even when emotions are intense. While it's natural to feel angry, anxious, or overwhelmed, emotional regulation gives you the power to direct those feelings rather than be ruled by them. Dr. Lara Honos Webb explains that the brain's emotional center, the amygdala, can hijack our responses when not managed. This is what causes knee-jerk reactions, impulsive words, or withdrawal from important goals. However, the prefrontal cortex, responsible for reasoning and decision-making, can intervene when trained properly. Emotional regulation is about strengthening that inner control system. This chapter explores actionable techniques that help you regulate your emotions in real time without suppressing or ignoring them. Name the emotion. One of the fastest ways to calm the nervous system is to name what you're feeling. Saying, "I feel frustrated," or "I'm anxious," shifts activity from the reactive part of your brain to the logical part. This alone can lower emotional intensity and create a sense of space between you and your feelings. Practice the pause. Before responding in a heated moment, pause for 5 deep breaths. This short circuit interrupts the automatic emotional response and allows your thinking brain to catch up. It's in the pause that better decisions are born. Body first, mind second. When emotions run high, your body often reacts before your brain catches up. Your heart races, your muscles tense, your breath shortens. Regulating your physical state through breathwork, movement, or grounding techniques helps stabilize your mind. A calm body leads to a clearer mind. Reframe the trigger. Train your mind to reinterpret emotionally triggering events. If someone criticizes your work, instead of spiraling into defensiveness or shame, reframe it as, "This is a chance to improve." By shifting the story, you shift the emotion. Emotional journaling. Writing down your feelings without filter allows emotions to move through you. Instead of staying stuck, often we don't fully understand what we're feeling until we see it on paper. This process brings clarity, calm, and insight. Dr. Honos Webb shares the story of Leah, a young entrepreneur who struggled with intense performance anxiety before presentations. Her heart would pound, her mind would freeze, and she'd over-prepare obsessively. Through breathwork, visualization, and naming her fears out loud, Leah learned to transform her anxiety into focus. Over time, the same nervous energy became her secret weapon for delivering powerful speeches. She didn't eliminate the emotion, she learned to ride it. Another important element of emotional regulation is self-compassion. Harsh self-judgment only amplifies emotional storms. Compassion quiets the inner critic and creates a safe space for emotions to pass. Saying to yourself, "It's okay to feel this," softens the moment and allows healing. Emotion regulation also strengthens your relationships. When you can manage your own emotional state, you become a calmer presence for others. You listen more, react less, and communicate with clarity. Conflict de-escalates and trust deepens. In parenting, it helps you respond to your child's tantrum without having one yourself. In the workplace, it helps you handle pressure without panic. In personal growth, it allows you to face discomfort without retreating. One of the most powerful tools Dr. Honos Webb teaches is the emotion ladder. When overwhelmed, list your current feeling at the bottom of a ladder. Say, fear. Then climb upward by writing the next most positive emotion you can reach. Courage, determination, hope. You don't need to jump to joy, just one step up. This helps the brain access more empowering states gradually and realistically. She also suggests regular emotional fitness sessions, just like physical workouts. 10 minutes of deep breathing, reflective journaling, or emotional check-ins daily can increase your overall resilience and emotional stamina. The final takeaway from this chapter is simple. Emotions are not enemies, they are messengers. When understood and guided, they become powerful allies in living a conscious, intentional life. With this final executive function skill mastered, the brain becomes a more stable, focused, and powerful instrument, but there's still more to uncover. In the next section, we'll dive into advanced brain hacks, practical strategies that combine all 6 functions for higher productivity, better decision-making, and deeper well-being. Chapter 7. Advanced Brain Hacks: Mastering Your Mental Performance. In this chapter, we explore advanced techniques to combine and enhance all the executive function skills you've learned so far: cognitive flexibility, goal-directed persistence, emotional regulation, and the like. These are the brain hacks that help you perform at your best, no matter what life throws your way. These techniques don't just make you more efficient, they help you achieve a state of mental clarity, focus, and resilience, transforming your brain into a high-performing tool that you can trust under pressure. The power of these advanced hacks lies in understanding how to use your brain's natural wiring to its fullest potential. Rather than trying to change the way you think, these strategies work with the way your brain is built, enhancing the existing capacities for better results. The power of microtasking. A common challenge for many is getting overwhelmed by large projects. Advanced brain performance is often stifled by the sheer size of a task. To counter this, breaking tasks down into microtasks is one of the most effective strategies. The idea is simple. Instead of looking at a goal as an overwhelming project, break it into tiny, actionable steps. This reduces decision fatigue and eliminates procrastination. For example, instead of saying, "I need to write an entire report," the microtasking approach would look like this. Draft an introduction. Write the first section. Proofread the introduction. Small wins add up quickly, creating a sense of momentum that propels you forward. Microtasking takes advantage of the brain's reward system. Each completed task releases dopamine, creating a cycle of positive reinforcement. When you consistently experience success, no matter how small, your motivation to keep going increases exponentially. The Pomodoro Technique, time chunking for focus. Another powerful brain hack to increase focus and productivity is the Pomodoro Technique. This simple but effective method involves working in short, focused intervals, usually 25 minutes, followed by a 5-minute break. After completing 4 Pomodoros, you take a longer break of 15 to 30 minutes. Why does this work? It taps into your brain's natural rhythm. Neuroscience shows that our brains are more alert and efficient in short bursts, and sustained focus for too long leads to cognitive fatigue. By breaking your day into intervals of work and rest, you reduce burnout and keep your mind sharp. It's the ideal balance between focused effort and mental recovery. Pomodoro also activates the prefrontal cortex, the brain's decision-making center, without overwhelming it. The short work sprints keep your energy high, and the breaks allow for the recharge needed to maintain optimal performance throughout the day. Emotional anchors for stressful moments. While emotional regulation is essential in maintaining a calm and clear mind, there are times when emotions take over unexpectedly. In those moments, having an emotional anchor, a physical or mental gesture that helps you stay grounded, is key to regaining control quickly. For example, consider taking a deep breath and holding your thumb and index finger together in a small but deliberate gesture. This simple action can remind your brain to pause and recalibrate, especially when facing stress or tension. By associating this small gesture with a calm, focused state, you train your brain to respond to stress with calmness instead of chaos. The emotional anchor works by linking the physical gesture to a sense of control, which gradually reduces emotional reactivity. Over time, you can use this technique to quickly shift your emotional state, turning an anxiety-ridden situation into one where you can think clearly and act effectively. Neuroplasticity, rewiring your brain for growth. Neuroplasticity is the brain's remarkable ability to reorganize itself by forming new neural connections. Every time you learn something new, practice a skill, or challenge your thought patterns, you are literally changing your brain. This adaptability is the foundation of personal growth. Dr. Lara Honos-Webb suggests that you can use this concept intentionally to rewire your brain for greater performance. Engage in deliberate practice. Choose a skill you want to develop, focus on it daily, and ensure that you are stepping out of your comfort zone consistently. The more you do this, the stronger the neural connections related to that skill become. For example, if you're looking to enhance your creativity, regularly challenge yourself to come up with new ideas or approaches, even when it feels difficult. Over time, the brain becomes more adept at thinking outside the box, increasing its capacity for creative solutions. Visualization for peak performance. Visualization is another powerful brain hack. Athletes and performers use visualization to imagine success before stepping onto the field or stage. By vividly imagining a desired outcome, you prime your brain to recognize the path to success and reduce anxiety associated with performance. You don't have to be a professional athlete to use this technique. Whether you're preparing for a difficult conversation, a presentation, or a personal challenge, taking 5 minutes to visualize yourself succeeding can enhance confidence and mental readiness. Visualize the steps you'll take, the emotions you'll feel, and the positive outcome. This primes your brain to execute the task as if you've already succeeded. Studies show that visualization activates the same neural pathways in the brain that are triggered during actual performance. By consistently practicing visualization, you train your brain to perform at its highest level when it matters most. The role of sleep in brain function. One of the most overlooked aspects of optimal brain performance is sleep. Dr. Honos-Webb stresses that sleep is essential for brain health and performance. During sleep, your brain consolidates memories, processes emotions, and eliminates toxins. Without adequate rest, cognitive function declines, emotional regulation falters, and productivity drops. To optimize your sleep for peak brain performance, prioritize a regular sleep schedule. Aim for 7-9 hours of sleep per night, depending on your body's needs. Create a wind-down routine before bed, limiting exposure to screens and light, and engage in relaxing activities like reading or listening to calming music. This helps regulate your circadian rhythm, signaling to your brain that it's time to recharge. Sleep is not just a passive state, it's a crucial part of your cognitive functioning. By making sleep a priority, you lay the foundation for clearer thinking, better emotional regulation, and more effective decision-making. This concludes the section on advanced brain hacks. By implementing these strategies, you can elevate your mental performance, optimize your emotional responses, and accelerate your personal and professional growth. The combination of these techniques will help you tap into your brain's natural potential, enabling you to live with greater focus, resilience, and success. In the next chapter, we'll explore how you can maintain long-term cognitive health and unlock sustainable brain power for a lifetime. Chapter 8, Sustaining Brain Health Building Lifelong Cognitive Resilience. In this chapter, we dive into the practices and lifestyle changes that promote long-term brain health. Building a resilient, high-performing brain is not just about applying brain hacks for immediate results. It's about creating habits that preserve cognitive function and mental clarity for the long haul. Whether you're in your 20s or your 70s, maintaining a healthy brain is essential for overall well-being, productivity, and emotional balance. Nutrition for cognitive vitality. The brain, like any other organ, requires the right fuel to function at its best. Nutrition plays a central role in preserving cognitive abilities and supporting mental resilience. Dr. Lara Honos-Webb emphasizes that certain foods and nutrients can directly enhance brain function, while others can cause cognitive decline when consumed in excess. A well-balanced diet rich in omega-3 fatty acids, found in fatty fish like salmon and sardines, antioxidants from berries, dark chocolate, and leafy greens, and vitamins such as B12, D, and E, supports cognitive function. Omega-3s, for example, help improve communication between brain cells and reduce inflammation. Antioxidants protect brain cells from oxidative stress, a process that can lead to brain aging. In addition, the gut-brain connection is vital. The gut produces neurotransmitters like serotonin, which influence mood and cognition. A diet rich in fiber, prebiotics, and probiotics, found in foods like yogurt, kefir, and whole grains, supports gut health and, by extension, brain health. Reducing processed foods and sugar intake also prevents cognitive decline and improves mental clarity. Dr. Honos-Webb recommends adopting a Mediterranean diet rich in plant-based foods, healthy fats, and lean proteins, as it has been shown to protect against age-related cognitive decline. Physical exercise for brain health. Exercise is one of the most effective ways to support both brain health and mental performance. Physical activity boosts blood flow to the brain, enhances neuroplasticity, and encourages the production of brain-derived neurotrophic factor, BDNF, a protein that supports the growth of new neurons and synapses. This is particularly important for memory, learning, and overall brain function. Aerobic exercises such as walking, running, or swimming increase heart rate, which in turn improves oxygen and nutrient delivery to the brain. Studies show that regular exercise can increase the volume of the hippocampus, the region of the brain responsible for memory, and reduce the risk of cognitive decline in later years. But the benefits don't end with cardiovascular exercise. Strength training and even yoga can help reduce stress, enhance focus, and improve mood. Dr. Honos-Webb suggests incorporating a mix of aerobic and strength training exercises into your weekly routine for the best results. Aim for at least 150 minutes of moderate intensity exercise per week or 75 minutes of vigorous exercise. Mindfulness and meditation for mental clarity. Mental clarity is not just about productivity, it's about reducing stress and enhancing your capacity for focus and emotional regulation. Mindfulness and meditation have been scientifically shown to have profound benefits for brain health. These practices help you cultivate awareness, regulate emotions, and sharpen focus, all while reducing the mental clutter that can hinder your cognitive function. Mindfulness, which involves paying attention to the present moment without judgment, helps strengthen the brain's ability to focus. It also increases the size of the prefrontal cortex, the area of the brain responsible for decision-making and problem-solving. Meditation, especially techniques like mindfulness-based stress reduction, MBSR, can reduce anxiety and improve emotional regulation while also promoting neuroplasticity. Dr. Honos Webb emphasizes that even just 10, 15 minutes of meditation a day can create lasting changes in brain structure and function. The key is consistency. By training your brain to stay present and reduce mental distractions, you build mental resilience and enhance cognitive performance over time. Sleep hygiene for cognitive restoration. We cannot underestimate the importance of sleep in maintaining brain health. The brain uses sleep to process emotions, consolidate memories, and repair itself. Without adequate rest, cognitive performance declines, and emotional regulation becomes harder to manage. Chronic sleep deprivation can increase the risk of neurodegenerative diseases, such as Alzheimer's and dementia. Dr. Honos Webb recommends focusing on sleep hygiene, creating an environment and routine that promotes restful sleep. This includes maintaining a consistent sleep schedule, limiting exposure to screens before bed, creating a relaxing bedtime ritual, and ensuring that your bedroom is dark and cool. Avoid stimulants such as caffeine or nicotine close to bedtime, as they can interfere with your body's natural sleep cycles. A good night's sleep not only restores the body but also consolidates learning, enhances memory, and prepares the brain for the challenges of the next day. To maximize sleep's restorative benefits, aim for 7-9 hours of quality sleep each night, continuous learning, and cognitive engagement. To sustain brain health, lifelong learning and cognitive engagement are essential. The brain thrives on novelty, challenge, and problem-solving. By regularly engaging in new activities, whether it's learning a new language, picking up a musical instrument, solving puzzles, or exploring new hobbies, you stimulate neuroplasticity, the brain's ability to reorganize itself. Dr. Honos Webb suggests that mental exercises, such as reading, writing, and engaging in strategic games like chess or Sudoku, help maintain cognitive flexibility and prevent mental stagnation. Continuously challenging your brain ensures that it remains sharp and adaptable to change, which is crucial as we age. In addition to learning new skills, it's also important to keep learning about yourself. Reflecting on your experiences, understanding your emotions, and growing your self-awareness helps you adapt to challenges and live with greater intention. Self-reflection also strengthens your emotional regulation, which is vital for maintaining cognitive health. Social connections for cognitive and emotional health. Humans are social creatures, and our brains benefit greatly from strong supportive relationships. Socializing with others not only helps reduce stress, but also stimulates cognitive function. Conversations, shared activities, and emotional connections activate brain regions involved in memory, empathy, and communication. Additionally, emotional support from friends and family can help buffer against the negative effects of stress and anxiety, both of which can have harmful effects on cognitive function. Dr. Honos Webb suggests nurturing both close personal relationships and broader social networks. Engaging in social activities and maintaining meaningful connections increases life satisfaction and supports overall brain health. Additionally, being around people who inspire you, challenge you, or simply make you laugh can improve mood and foster a sense of belonging. Conclusion: Your lifelong brain health plan. Building and maintaining brain health is a lifelong endeavor that requires intention, balance, and consistency. Nutrition, physical exercise, mindfulness, sleep hygiene, lifelong learning, and social connections all work synergistically to support cognitive resilience. By implementing the strategies outlined in this chapter, you can ensure that your brain remains sharp, flexible, and capable of thriving through every stage of life. Dr. Honos Webb concludes that, much like physical health, cognitive health requires a holistic approach. There's no one-size-fits-all solution, but by combining the right nutrition, physical activity, mental exercises, and self-care habits, you can maximize your brain's potential and enhance your quality of life. As you move forward, remember that it's not about striving for perfection. It's about making small, consistent changes that lead to long-term growth and resilience. Your brain is your greatest asset, and with the right care, it will continue to serve you well for a lifetime. This chapter concludes the final section on sustaining brain health and maximizing your cognitive potential. By following these practices, you can continue to enhance your mental performance, emotional resilience, and overall quality of life. In the next chapter, we'll tie everything together and explore how to integrate all these brain hacks into a holistic daily routine. Final chapter: integrating brain hacks into your daily life for lasting success. In the final chapter, we'll bring everything together and show how to integrate the brain hacks you've learned into a sustainable daily routine. This chapter is about creating a personalized blueprint for continuous mental improvement, unlocking the full potential of your mind, and ensuring that these habits become an integral part of your life. The key is consistency, patience, and building a lifestyle that nurtures your brain every single day. The power of small, consistent actions. One of the most important lessons we've learned throughout this book is that lasting change doesn't come from a single, drastic transformation. Instead, it comes from making small, consistent adjustments to your habits and mindset over time. The brain thrives on consistency, and by gradually incorporating these brain hacks into your routine, you create a foundation for lifelong cognitive health. Think of these brain hacks as tools in your personal toolkit. Some days you might need more focus, so you'll prioritize practices like meditation or mindfulness. On other days, when you need mental clarity or emotional resilience, you may turn to strategies like physical exercise or nutrition. The beauty of these brain hacks is that they're flexible and can be adapted to fit your life's changing needs. Creating a morning routine that sets the tone for the day. One of the best ways to integrate brain hacks into your life is by establishing a morning routine that primes your mind for success. The first 30 minutes of your day set the tone for everything that follows, and by using this time wisely, you can significantly improve your cognitive function and emotional resilience throughout the day. Start with a moment of mindfulness. This doesn't have to be an hour-long meditation session, but just a few minutes of quiet, focused breathing can help center your mind and bring awareness to your thoughts. You can practice a simple breathing technique: inhale for 4 seconds, hold for 4, exhale for 4, and repeat for several minutes. This activates your parasympathetic nervous system, reducing stress and boosting clarity. Next, hydrate and nourish your brain with a healthy breakfast that includes proteins, healthy fats, and fiber. These foods provide long-lasting energy and fuel brain functions like focus and memory. Following this, incorporate a physical activity into your morning. Whether it's a short walk, stretching, yoga, or an energizing workout, physical exercise in the morning helps stimulate your brain by increasing blood flow and releasing endorphins, which elevate mood and mental alertness. Finally, set an intention for the day. This could be a small goal or a mindset that you want to carry with you throughout the day. For example, I will remain calm and focused, no matter what challenges arise. Or today, I choose to be present and engaged. Setting an intention helps prime your mind for success, directing your thoughts toward positive outcomes, building a productive and focused midday routine. As the day progresses, it's easy to get caught up in distractions, fatigue, and stress. This is where your midday routine comes into play. To maintain brain health and productivity, it's important to take breaks and engage in practices that refresh both the mind and body. The Pomodoro technique is a useful strategy for staying focused during work. By working in 25-minute intervals followed by a 5-minute break, you can maximize mental focus and reduce cognitive fatigue. During your breaks, it's important to step away from your work, stretch, walk around, or engage in a quick mindfulness practice. This prevents burnout and keeps your mind sharp. When it comes to nutrition, don't forget the importance of a balanced lunch. Avoid high sugar or heavy meals that can cause an energy crash later. Instead, opt for nutrient-dense meals that support brain function. Foods like leafy greens, lean proteins, and complex carbohydrates. Another key element is engaging in mental challenges. Take a moment to engage your brain in something different from your usual work. This could be reading, solving puzzles, learning a new skill, or practicing a hobby that requires focus and creativity. These activities stimulate neuroplasticity and enhance cognitive flexibility. Afternoon reset. Recharge your mind and body. By the afternoon, many people experience a drop in energy and focus. To counteract this, it's essential to recharge your brain. This is the perfect time to practice deep relaxation techniques, such as a 10-minute meditation session or simply closing your eyes and doing deep breathing exercises. These breaks reduce stress, boost energy levels, and improve mental clarity. Taking a short walk outdoors, if possible, can also be beneficial. Exposure to natural light increases serotonin levels, improving mood and reducing feelings of fatigue. Plus, the physical movement helps stimulate circulation, keeping your mind sharp. Evening routine, rest and reflect. Your evening routine plays a crucial role in preparing your brain for restful sleep, which is essential for cognitive restoration. Start by setting aside at least 30 minutes of screen-free time before bed. The blue light emitted by screens can disrupt your circadian rhythm and interfere with sleep. Instead, engage in relaxing activities such as reading, journaling, or practicing gratitude. Reflect on the day's accomplishments, no matter how small, and let go of any negative emotions. Gratitude practice not only improves your mood, but also enhances brain function by focusing your thoughts on positive experiences. By cultivating this mindset, you promote emotional resilience and cognitive well-being. Prepare your environment for a restful night's sleep. Make sure your room is cool, dark, and quiet. Consider practicing deep breathing or progressive muscle relaxation to ease into sleep. Consistency is key, building long-term brain health. The most powerful brain hack of all is consistency. No matter how well you've structured your routines, they won't yield long-term results unless you stick with them. Begin with small, manageable changes that are easy to implement and gradually build on them over time. Success comes from consistency, and your brain will thank you for the sustained effort. Be patient with yourself as you make these changes. It's natural to face setbacks, but rather than getting discouraged, view them as part of the learning process. Adjust your routines as necessary and make sure they remain aligned with your values and goals. In time, these brain hacks will become second nature, and you'll experience the transformative effects of a healthier, more resilient mind. Conclusion: Your journey to lifelong cognitive health. As we conclude this book, remember that your brain is one of your most valuable assets. By integrating these brain hacks into your daily life, you are taking charge of your cognitive health and setting the stage for a successful, fulfilling life. This journey is not a destination, but a continuous process of growth, learning, and resilience. Stay committed to your mental well-being, embrace the power of these brain hacks, and continue to nurture your mind every day. Over time, the results will speak for themselves. Greater focus, improved emotional intelligence, enhanced creativity, and a brain that's equipped to thrive through life's challenges. The tools and strategies you've learned in this book are yours to use. It's up to you to make them part of your daily routine and create a lifestyle that supports your cognitive health and overall well-being. May you unlock your mind's full potential and live a life of mental clarity, emotional resilience, and success.